Jousting armor. Jousting armor is clearly different from the type of armor used on the battlefield. The armorers developed a protective armor that was specially adapted for the challenges posed by the thrust of the lances that were still in use in the 16th century. Such a suit of armor consisted of a fixed mounted shield, gloves for holding the lance, and a breastplate with a holder for the lance. This retractable lance rest is attached to the right side of the chest. The end of the lance would rest on it whilst the front part of the lance would be aimed at the enemy with the right hand. The eye slits in the helmet only afforded the wearer a small field of vision, which is why many helmets had a small flap which could be opened. As the adversary usually aimed his lance towards his opponent's head, it was considered dangerous to open the flap. The wooden lance would splinter on impact, which could injure the eyes. Not all the jousting armour seen here belongs to the state armoury's old stock. Often they came from Protestants who were expelled, or are private donations. There are also suits of armour that came from the Graz Hofzeughaus, which was closed down in 1765. By the way, you can see an original jousting lance, a real rarity, attached to the ceiling beams. It is the dark lance with grooves along its length.